Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sorry, folks. The park is closed. The government is shut down officially. It's been about 8 hours now. Most people haven't noticed, and you might not either. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Mark. That's Dan Buck. We got Ethan Bright in here running the board for us again. And, of course, Sue Thomas will have your traffic for you here shortly, if anything is going on out there. Yeah, we've had a lot of coverage of this morning. If you're just tuning in, you can always go back on the podcast and hit any of the highlights, including Richard Stern, who runs the Budget Center at Heritage. His predecessor, Russ Vogt, is like the OMB director now for Donald Trump, and he's talking a lot about, you know, what the Democrats demanded versus the reality of the situation and really the impact Trump's had so far with tariffs and bringing manufacturing back. Is a great interview, and that was at about 7:20, so you can go back and pick that up. You can always download the podcast. However, it's easiest for you. Wherever you get your podcasts, look for the Mark Cox Morning Show. You can get it on Odyssey, the website at 971talk.com. Wherever you, Apple, wherever you download your podcast, you can always get it there, and we always appreciate that. Quick reminder about our birthday party that's coming up on the 23rd out in Chesterfield there by a Lit Cigar Lounge, and we'll have tents set up outside, and we're going to have the green area out there as we celebrate 25 years on the air as a conservative talk station in St. Louis. It was groundbreaking when it happened. I just did the math the other day and realized that my voice has been on this radio station in some capacity for about 20 of those years.
Wow.
Because I know that by about 2005, I was doing some fill-in work and got my first show with my name on it in 2010. So if you add it all up, about 20 years ago, roughly. And, of course, Annie Fry's been here a long time. She started doing digital work for us and then got her own show. You've heard Mark Reardon on here for years, and you know all the voices that have come and gone over the years. Dana Lash started her show here in St. Louis on this radio station. We now carry her syndicated programming in the evening. So you have an opportunity to come out and hang out with all of us. There's a VIP ticket. Those are going to sell out because we sold so many of them yesterday. I've drawn the conclusion they may sell out by the end of the week. If you want that, it's about $30. We're going to get a couple drinks out of it. You're going to get some appetizers. You're going to get to hang out with us.
Cigar.
And some swag and
cigar,
that sort of thing.
A clipper,
yeah,
as well.
If you're interested in that, you can get that. And those are $30. You can get those. But you don't have to buy a ticket. RSVP is all we request. You can come for free and just hang out with us. They're going to do the Reardon Show out there live from 3 to 6 that night. The party is from 5 to 7:30 on the 23rd. Go to 971talk.com. events. And let us know you're coming. We're just trying to get a head count. Or get your VIP ticket today before they sell out. I would be very surprised if they're not gone by the end of the week.
A little happy hour for 25 years of talk radio. And it was a bold step. People don't know what a huge movement 97.1 created. It was really the first talk station. FM was always known as the music side of radio. And the talk was always over on the AM. But, boy, they brought the crystal clear sound of stereo to talk radio and conservative talk radio 25 years ago.
It was groundbreaking, and change happens everywhere over the years. But I'm very proud of our lineup now and what we put on the air for you every day, and the values that we stand for, and really kind of helping you filter through the mainstream media noise that's out there every day as they read their talking points. It's just really kind of sad the way things have developed the last 25 years. The change we've seen in the media has been shocking, to say the least. But we're here with you. Come and see us on the 23rd. We'll have a little bit of fun together. That'll be a good time. Hey, by the way, I almost forgot to mention this. The St. Louis Bourbon Festival is Friday night.
We had the guys on
the show before I went on vacation. Just to remind people, you can still go to the St. Louis Bourbon Society, or I think it's stlouisbourbonfestival.com, and there's probably still tickets available if you're looking for something to do Friday night down by Limp Mansion. It's always a great time to hang out down there. I'll be there, so maybe I'll run into you.
At the Limp Brewery or at the actual
It's right by Cherokee Mansion. Street, where Cherokee Street kind of dead ends down there is where it starts, and they have a tent set up there, and you scan your tickets and you get in, and then it goes down the street and up by the Limp Mansion. They have booths set up all over the place and food trucks, and it's just a
good party.
Biggest one of its kind, at least in the Midwest, maybe in the country.
And does it start afternoon wise? I mean, can you get down there a little early, or does it start only in the evening?
You're asking me a question I don't know the answer to.
I think it starts
around 6 o'clock. And I think maybe if you have a VIP ticket, you can get in like an hour early.
Okay.
Something like that. But go
That'll
check
be
it out.
A fun party. Lots of the top bourbon manufacturers come in for this thing.
Oh, so the best of the best. Particularly everywhere. With the VIP ticket, you're getting access to some of the higher end stuff. But there are hundreds. I'm not kidding you. I can't believe how many different samples. You couldn't sample them all, or you'd have to be taken out of there in an ambulance.
So Uber's going to be busy that night.
Would be my advice. Right. If you go down there, eat something and pace yourself, and then call Uber when you're done. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Joe Brazel. He's St. Charles County Councilman. Sorry, Joe. I offended you there for a minute. He's a St. Charles County Councilman, and he's one of the ones whose name was on that resolution honoring Charlie Kirk. Something we couldn't seem to pull off in now blue St. Louis County, which is pathetic. But we'll get Joe on the air talking about it coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
And reopen the government. But look, I'd offer right now to the Senate Democrats, I'm happy. I will go to the Capitol right now to talk to Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats about premium support for the Affordable Care Act, but only after they've reopened the government. You can't reward this exercise in hostage taking, which is what we would be doing if we allowed the government opening to be conditional on the Democrats' policy disagreements. So,
yeah, J.D. Vance this morning on Fox and Friends explaining that we're still open to go back and vote on it, but we're not going to be taken hostage by your ridiculous demands here.
We're going to have a shutdown because Senator Schumer and the Democrats want one, because the loon wing of the Democratic Party is mad at Chuck. And Chuck wants them to love him, so we're going to have a shutdown.
I love the common sense of John Kennedy there, the senator from Louisiana. The loon wing has led to the Schumer shutdown.
But when it comes to any job that requires physical power to perform in combat, those physical standards must be high and gender neutral. If women can make it, excellent. If not, it is what it is.
Wow, kind of the way of the world there. The War Secretary, Pete Hegseth, laying it out yesterday and taking resignations for any top brass that might disagree with him.
Insulin was, people weren't taking it, I would imagine. They couldn't take it. God bless you, Bobby. I hope I didn't catch COVID just there.
President Trump laughing when RFK Jr. took a big sneeze right behind him. That's embarrassing.
No, but what a great response and an ad lib. You know, I might get COVID.
Give me some of that medicine. What was it? Flex?
Flex.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What's he say? Paxlovid. Paxlovid. Yeah, Paxlovid. Give me some Paxlovid, he said.
Give me some ivermectin.
And he can get it for half price now because he just hit a deal with Pfizer.
That's right. That was why that press conference was going on. Yeah.
Big news yesterday, by the way, in case you missed it. All right, we're going to get to a break because we do have Councilman Joe Braswell coming up in the next segment. Want to have plenty of time for him. And Charles Payne from Fox Business. Charles has been MIA, baby. He's been busy working on other stuff. We're lucky to get him this morning. We're going to talk to him at about 8:35. Stay tuned.
We have decades worth of my husband's voice. We have unused material from speeches that he's had that no one has heard yet. In the words of my husband, buckle up, because there is a lot of content to be had.
Erica Kirk there talking about the fact that you've not heard the last from Charlie Kirk. Even though you will be hearing new voices on TPUSA and there'll be new leadership there, Erica Kirk is obviously taking over. But there's still lots to hear and lots of feelings to sort out after his, you know, horrible murder. And the fact that we're now going to be drugged through a trial with this kid that they've arrested for this. And it's just going to be ongoing. Unfortunately, in St. Louis County, they don't have the intestinal fortitude to pass a resolution honoring the great man that Charlie Kirk was. But they did out in St. Charles County this week. And we've got County Councilman Joe Braswell on the phone this morning. Joe, how are you?
Mark, I'm doing great. How are you doing? How was your vacation? Was it good?
It was good, my friend. I hated that I missed that party at your house, but it looked like it was well attended.
Oh, it was. We had over 200 people, raised about $60,000. It was awesome.
That's fantastic. I'm sorry I missed that. But, you know, I did see you guys were busy at St. Charles County Council this week.
Yes, we were. So me and Tim Baker, we talked about doing a resolution, and then we found out that Mark Harder from St. Louis County was going to pass it. And we're like, well, let's let them do it because that's great and that's awesome, you know. And then they failed it, and what in the heck happened over here, you know? We couldn't believe it. And I called him up, and he said, well, there were people that showed up and was claiming that Charlie Kirk was a racist and all this silly nonsense that was complete mistruths and not even the facts. And so I'm like, well, the heck with that. We're going to pass it. And we did, and we unanimously passed it. And there were a few lefty nut jobs in there that were complaining, saying they're racist and all that misinformation that they just go to, the left goes to, because they have nothing else to say. But, no, we passed it. It was awesome. Yeah, and I'm glad we did.
Well, and, you know, I noticed a little bit of a difference between your resolution and the one they tried to pass in St. Louis County. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you also put some language in there regarding those lawmakers in Minnesota that got murdered, didn't you?
Well, we did. We added some other lawmakers. There were Democrats, and the fact is what we were doing has nothing to do with political partisanship. It has to do with being not being violent when people have a different opinion. And look, Mark, you know, the truth of the matter is, if somebody was preaching about satanic values and being agnostic or an atheist, I would defend them to have the right to. I wouldn't agree with them, but I would defend them to have the right to say what they want to say. And so the fact is you got these lefties that just want to shut everybody up and cancel culture and everything else. And so, yeah, you're right. I mean, we added a little bit of language just to make it a little more across the board and not about what some folks may say. Oh, he was a conservative right wing nut job or whatever the nuts say. But it was all good, and it was about being loving to people and having an understandable debate and being able to disagree and walk away in harmony. I mean, that's right. What it's about, you know.
Joe, Dan Buck here. Thanks to you and Tim for getting the ball rolling and getting that approved. And, you know, I call it the free county. I'm one of the thousands who have defected from the socialist mindset of
Sam Page
yeah. And that whole county board that just doesn't seem to get it. And coming out here, what a refreshing start it is in St. Charles County, where you guys just use common sense laws and you're not up in everybody's business. But have you seen an enormous, it just seems like I'm seeing new developments, new homes. I live in Newtown, where there's a whole new, you know, several hundred new houses being added there over the next couple of years. Is it just all over the county right now?
It's pretty bad. It's the cities that are mostly doing it. Unincorporated county doesn't have the explosive growth like the cities do. And mostly O'Fallon is the worst one on trying to annex unincorporated county. There's a lawsuit right now that's going on that's trying to slow all this stuff down. It's Citizens for Smart Growth is suing City of O'Fallon. And it's held to stop the project for almost 2 years. It's on DD. And so this explosive growth is out of control. We have a 200% increase in apartments in the last two years. And so it's completely out of control. But you can mostly fault these cities for doing that. The county, we have a 3 and 5 acre minimum out here. And now we have a master plan, and we try to follow it, and we do for the most part. So, that's the master plan is in place to try to control the growth so you don't have infrastructure overloads. And by the way, Dan, do you know I have your dad's old Cadillac 73 Eldorado? Do you know I own that?
Now, Jack's not my dad. Dear friend, I knew him a long time, but make it clear, I'm not his son.
He's not your dad.
Yeah, and he has a Dan, which makes it confusing. Dan from his first marriage, and of course, Joe, another broadcaster. But yeah, no kin, unfortunately.
So. No kin, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I tried to get him to adopt me. Don't get me wrong. I tried for a long time. My dad was his insurance man. I've known him since I was a little kid, and I would say, come on, man. He has 8 kids. And I go, 9, you can have your own baseball team, and I can pitch and I can hit. Come on. So, but never got him to do it. So.
I got you. Well, welcome to the land of the free. We're you trying bet. To keep it the land of the free, and it's a fight to keep it the land of the free. So don't forget that that's easy to come by, okay?
Yeah.
No one needs to forget that.
That's true.
Hey, Mark, Dan, it's great talking to you guys. I'll turn you loose, and thanks for letting me talk about the resolution.
Absolutely. Thank you
for honoring Charlie Kirk. Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
all right, bye-bye.
We'll talk soon. Joe Brazel there, county councilman in St. Charles County. I'm glad they did that, though, because particularly, I mean, I understand him saying, let's wait and see what happens in St. Louis County. I didn't think it was ever going to pass in St. Louis County. I never thought it would pass because a lot of the folks on the left are just too hateful. They don't care what your opinion is. They're only tolerant if you agree with them.
Well, and they all have the same talking points. Racist, misogynist, da-da-da-da-da. But I got to think they've never heard Charlie Kirk, that they never have taken the time to go out there and listen to him talk on various issues. Now, you can say all you want about his faith. If you're not in agreement, if you're not a Christian and you don't believe in what Charlie Kirk, that's fine. But those those other names and labels you put on him are just absolutely not accurate.
Just false.
He just was not a racist in any way. In fact, I think he showed great compassion to African Americans and the plight and the challenges that face that community. And now he's honest. Don't get me wrong. Amen. He points out some things maybe they don't want pointed out. But you can't say that he was racist or had any hatred in his heart.
I think people hated him because they couldn't out logic him. Yeah. They would face him down. All right, coming up, we'll get to Charles Payne from Fox Business Network. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But the president's not letting Chuck and Hips go home empty-handed. After their meeting yesterday in the Oval, he handed them both Trump 2028 hats. They said no. But when they cave and come back, they're getting a hat that says Trump was right about everything.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
How about that, Charles Payne? Great to have you back. I love that story by Jesse Waters about President Trump and the chief trolling capacity there in the White House.
You know, Trump is having so much fun right now. He's like every day he's having fun. It's like, you know, the thing with the meme the other day with Jeffries.
Yeah. They're hot about that.
Oh, my goodness. And the angrier they get, the more fun he has. He can't stop it. It's like Dennis the Menace right now.
He really is. So let's talk government shutdown for a minute. I know it, at least on futures, I haven't seen the numbers here lately. The futures were down a little bit on this. What kind of impact does this have on the economy?
Very little. I think the markets, the futures are down just slightly on some maybe other things. You know, we just had the ADP number come in that was really low, but it's one of these things where it's more hyped than anything else. You know, because it's Kabuki theater, and at the end of the day, they all agree to a deal, and whoever was furloughed gets paid back money. And it's like a free vacation. And the government gets even more bloated. They need to stop this whole charade because, you know, if this is one of these areas where they start this horse trading and we end up with these bridges of nowhere. You know, the so-called temporary debt ceiling has been around for decades and it's not temporary, you know. So if you get rid of it, this becomes a leveraging point. It becomes a talking point. And, you know, I don't know why. I mean, it feels like both parties want to keep it in because it always seems to kind of give them political fodder. But it doesn't do anything for the American public. And so I feel like if there was a way we could all vote on this as a nation, hey, get rid of it, because it's not, if it was a debt ceiling, it was a debt ceiling, but it's not. It just becomes a point where you guys can, you know, fire up the masses and then cut deals and say, hey, you know, we had to do it for the sake of keeping the government open. But, you know, we have learned something. We've learned this one term, non-essential workers. We've learned that we can have a functioning government without perhaps a lot fewer employees. And that's what those are supposed to be all about. So,
right.
It's really just more theater than anything else.
Charles, Dan Buck here. I'm sitting in for Kim. First of all, I'm going to throw it out there and let you know, when it comes to Fox News, you are one of my favorites, not just on Fox Business, but all the times I see you come over to the news side. You absolutely are enjoyable and just love your take on almost everything you talk about. So that's,
thank you very much.
Yeah, number one. Number two, we're starting a new month today, October 1st. What can we expect out of the Fed this month? Are we going to see another quarter cent drop? And if so, how do you think that could impact the lending market as well as the housing market?
It's interesting you said that. So in anticipation of the Fed making that first cut, we saw mortgage rates come down a lot. And we saw a big jump in applications. So since the cut, mortgage rates have gone up a little bit. You know, there's the old buy the rumor, sell the news kind of reaction. This morning we found out that overall mortgage applications in the last week were down almost 13%, most of that in refis. So there's no doubt that this is extraordinarily sensitive. Like, the housing market the wants this really badly, and I think it's something that is critical for everyone. So, again, we'll see what happens, because the government's number comes out on Friday, but ADP down 32,000. The street thought we were going to be up 45,000. And what even more adds more salt to the wound is that the only niche of hiring that was up was in large companies. Small companies were devastated. So lending costs have to come down. They just simply have to come down. And I think a minimum of a 20. Hey, if we get a Friday jobs report like the Marist's ADP report, we could be talking about 50 basis points.
Wow.
Wow. Well, there's a lot of capital we know sitting on the sideline here with both small and mid-tier businesses. And I think an interest rate would get some of that capital to market. I think people would start to invest in and come to bear, but they just couldn't justify it when those rates were so high.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, Charles, what's your take on the drug deal the president announced yesterday? Obviously, it was just one company, but obviously he's trying to make that same deal with others. Is this as big a deal as I think it is?
It is. I really think it is. This is one of these areas where purists, you know, sort of the conservative purists, like, well, government shouldn't be involved. And, you know, I just know how you go to people and say, hey, you know, the same drug that you need for little Johnny that you could barely afford to keep him alive, you know, costs like, you know, 99% cheaper if you go to Mexico, right? I mean, it's just, how do you explain that to people? How do we let companies get away with that? You know, like, you know, all these things, these products are created and developed here in this country. So it's one that, you know, listen, yesterday of the top 10 movers in the market, three of them were drug stocks. So it's good for their business too, you know, cut this deal, you know, they're pretty slick. So the Pfizer deal lasts until three years. In other words, they're hoping maybe another president comes in and looks the other way. I can tell you right now, if you're a lobbyist in a pharmaceutical industry, go and start looking for mansions, because you're going to get one.
When's James? Right,
we're going to have a mansion. I'm going to buy a mansion, because we're going to drop a lot of money on D.C. to get it once Trump is out of office. But I think it's a great deal for America. You know, it's ridiculous. Everyone complains about drug prices, and it's a legitimate concern.
Well, the good thing is, as I mentioned to Dan earlier, these other countries, their prices are so low because they're government mandated, right? They said you can sell it here, but you have to sell it for this amount.
Right.
The U.S. didn't do that.
Right.
We negotiated with the company for a more reasonable approach.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're a free market economy, and it has served us well. But, you know, I try to tell people, you know, who just occasionally, whether it's tariffs or something like this, you know, capitalism is a wonderful machine. But like any machine, it's got to be calibrated, it's got to be retooled, it's got to be checked up. You know, if you have a 20-year-old car, you just don't go in and put the key in all the time and it works properly, right? You know?
Right.
And so these are things that I think that have to be tweaked. We're in a different environment. This is the fourth industrial revolution. Things are somewhat different. the competitive landscape is somewhat different. We just can't go out there and say, you know, well, the market will take care of itself, because sometimes it needs to be nudged here and there.
That's well, especially true. In this sector, too, right? It's not a discretionary product like automobiles or furniture or appliances. This is something people actually need, and there's a little bit of a monopoly around some of these products.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So you got to regulate it to some degree to just keep the pricing fair. And it, why it hasn't happened before now is the biggest question. I mean, it's kind of the obvious thing in the room, right? Trump going after a very obvious issue.
That's a great point. What do you got coming up on Making Money today?
Man, I got so many things. You know, we'll pick up on this conversation that we're having right now, because these are critical. There's a new hot IPO coming out, you know, this whole data center thing. How do we power the future? So I've got Rick Perry, who's on the board, along with the CEO. They start trading today. It'd probably be one of these huge moves. So those are going to be like my special guests. But the Federal Reserve, really, there's a real transition going on there. And I think everyone in America needs to pay attention, because this is one of these things that does impact every single person listening. Interest rates, borrowing rates, the tone of the economy. The Federal Reserve has as much power over that as the president, and I think we're going to have a new Federal Reserve, but I'd like to see them get in line right now rather than waiting till May or next summer.
Rain Charles, great to have you on again, my friend. Don't stay away so long next time.
It's been way too long, man.
That's
talk
right.
To you soon.
Appreciate
all right,
it,
we'll
man.
Talk to you
Alrighty.
Soon. Charles Payne there with the Fox Business
guy.
Network.
Isn't love that guy. I just love his take on everything. It very rarely have I ever heard something come out of his mouth I didn't agree with, and that's the truth. He's just spot on.
He's a clothes horse too. Like I got to meet him when I went to New York a couple years ago, and Todd Pyro gave us a tour of the Fox News facility, and he takes me in behind the Fox and Friends This Morning set, I should say, and Charles was waiting in the wings. He was the next guest on, and I got to shake hands with him, meet him in person, get a picture with him. He's about a foot taller than me.
He's a big
guy, always dressed to the nines.
Yeah, he gets away with suits I could never get away with. Man,
yeah,
that dude looks good every day.
He does,
wears some bold,
sure.
bold suits, pinstripes.
My buddy Mark Walters just texted me something, a big win by the Second Amendment Foundation when it came to being able to conceal carry in a post office. I'm going to give you more on details on that in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
Not so fast there, Beto. Back off. By the way, my friend Mark Walters of Armed American Radio sent me a text just a few minutes ago that the Second Amendment Foundation has had a big win in a district court in Texas. And, you know, there's a ban on the part of the federal government on carrying firearms in United States post offices. And this is putting an injunction against that because it says it violates the Second Amendment, which has been the SAF's argument, right? I mean, when you hear the term go postal, it's not the people visiting the post office you generally need to worry about. That was a reference to, you know, somebody in the post office losing their mind. But here's the story. So in granting summary judgment, the court granted injunctive relief, declaring the ban unconstitutional and preventing its enforcement for the plaintiffs, including SAF members. This was originally filed back in 2024 on the ban on firearms carry in U.S. post offices and on postal property. And it was SAF joined in the case, and millions of people across the country visit the U.S. Post Office as part of their daily routine, said the SAF director. As we've stated throughout the case, there's no historical tradition of banning firearms at post offices, and peaceable Americans all over the country should not be forced to choose between using basic postal services and the exercise of their fundamental rights. Today's ruling is an encouraging step toward restoring those rights.
And I assume, because it is federally owned, right, or federally subsidized,
operated,
that is why it's a public space, right? You should be able to carry into any public space. Obviously, they make you check it when you're in places with lawmakers or courtrooms or things like that. But they don't normally at federal parks, things like that, have no gun policies. So
So just pay attention here to the legal details. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't play one on the radio. the wording here is very specific. They provided injunctive relief for the plaintiffs, including members of the Second Amendment Foundation. So I don't know if that extends beyond the plaintiffs. Like, I don't know that you can walk into a post office today legally based on this court decision in Texas and conceal carry. Now, if you're smartly conceal carrying, they're not going to know you're carrying it anyway. But the point is, I don't know if it extends beyond that or not. Remember, they got injunctive relief on the bump stocks, I think, didn't they? Or not bump stocks, but the braces, pistol braces.
Right.
But it only extended initially to SAF members and plaintiffs in that case, and then it got extended to everyone. So I just want to read that with that little bit of caution before you
And don't
forward.
Forget, too, they have communist yeah. states like Illinois that put their own gun rules
right.
out there that are completely different than what the federal government says is legal. So and those will be challenged. I mean, Illinois just in the past 3 years has put three or four rules into place that are going to be challenged constitutionally.
And I don't understand why they don't get injunctive relief in Illinois. I still don't understand it.
Yeah.
It's an affront to your constitutional rights that you can't walk into a store and buy a modern sporting rifle in the state of Illinois. And why some court hasn't imposed a nationwide or an injunction on that is amazing to me.
And the registration law, they're yes. now starting to threaten on the penalties and the enforcement piece of that, because they've only gotten, I think, 7 or 8% of the total rifle owners to register those guns.
Yes.
And it's just not going to happen. And good luck getting the 97 sheriffs who spoke out against that to enforce that across the state of Illinois. You know, 97 of 102 county sheriffs said, we're not going to enforce that because it would be a nightmare.
I don't believe they ever will.
I don't think they can.
Right. It's going to take it a while. Hopefully it's in the court next term. We'll see what happens.
It should just be overruled. It's
sooner
absolutely unconstitutional.
Rather than later. Right. All right. Go to 971talk.com/events. That's where you can find out details about our big birthday party coming up October 23rd. I've been watching in the feed this morning. A number of people have already gone in and bought their VIP tickets again today. There's a limited number of those. They're $30. They're going to get you a couple of cocktails, some exclusive access to some food and a cigar if you want one, and just hanging out with us. But those are going to go away, and then all that will be left is general admission, which is free.
Free.
You got to go register, so we have a head count. We're going to have music, and it's just going to be great. A live broadcast, 5 to 7:30 on the 23rd of October. So check it out on the website. Have a great Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.